read books, books. Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable Book Pick time on the program, as we do every Tuesday on this show, and we have done for well over 20 years. So it's a great pleasure to welcome an independent bookseller each and every week to the show to tell us great books that are out there and things that perhaps we've missed and books to put on our radar. This morning, we are very happy to have Giovanni Boven back. He is from the Book Loft in Great Barrington and is here to tell us about some great books now out and on store shelves, or on store shelves soon. Giovanni, good morning. How are you?
Morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for being here. Always good to hear your voice. I appreciate you doing all this great work for us. Very nice have you here. So you have a great list. Where would you like to begin?
We're going to start off at the top. We're going to go with The Great Circle by Maggie Shipstead. Oh. And this is a pick from Pam. And she says, it is an unforgettable story of Marion Graves, a female aviator determined to live life on her own terms at any cost. And a parallel story of a modern-day actress, Hadley Baxter, chosen to play Graves in a film being made about her. Two stories intertwine and together create a beautiful, interesting, and highly worthwhile read.
It is
Graves is determined to circumnavigate the globe via the North and South Poles and disappears somewhere over Antarctica. And a century later, Hadley Baxter is chosen to play the role of Graves in a film focusing on her disappearance. And though the characters are vastly different under very different circumstances and separated by more than a century, the parallel stories do tell a similar narrative of two women working to carve out their own place in their respective worlds.
The name of the book is Great Circle by Maggie Shipstead. I'm about 70% in, and I love it. It's a doorstop of a book, but it's very, very good. Great Circle by Maggie Shipstead. Okay, next up.
Next up, we've got The Maidens. This is the second novel by Alex Michaelides, who was the author of The Silent Patient. And this is a pick from Tim. It's another Hitchcockian suspense story with which Michaelides blesses us with his second thrilling novel. And while not exactly a sequel to The Silent Patient, it is definitely along the same vein in the best possible way. It's a contemporary Greek tragedy, a mysterious killer whose true identity is unknown, and a psychotherapist at the middle of it all. He says there are even some fun crossover moments for those who are familiar with The Silent Patient. He says it's a perfect read for summer psychological thriller needs. It's due out June 15th and is available for pre-order.
Excellent. It is The Maidens. And that is out June 15th. Okay, next up.
Next up is one of mine. It's called The Helm of Midnight by Marina Lostetter. And Marina is the author of a science fiction trilogy, Numenon, and this is her first foray into fantasy. And this is a world she's created, a very unique world, where time is money, literal currency taken from infants as a time tax, and put towards government funding. And items can be enchanted with the knowledge and emotions of particular people, specifically death masks. The deceased get death masks, and if they have enough money, they're able to enchant those masks with an echo of their personality, primarily their knowledge and skills of a particular subject. And it follows two sisters, Krona and Leah, who are regulators in charge of regulating these magical items, some of which are very dangerous, such as the death mask of Louis Charbon, who was a notorious serial killer. And his mask, his death mask, is stolen during a very public gala, and there is a new serial killer out with the mask committing the same atrocities that Charbonne committed 10 years previous. He was known as the Blooming Butcher, as he dissected victims and arranged their bodies in grotesque parodies of flower blossoms. And it was kind of a race against the clock for Crona and the regulators to track down this new Blooming Butcher before he kills and terrorizes the city again.
All right, so the name of the book is?
It's A Helm of Midnight.
Helm of Midnight.
Actually the first in a trilogy.
Excellent. All right, next up.
Next up is a little lighter. This is a pick from Sherry. It's called Arsenic in Adobo. And this is a Filipino cozy mystery. Our main character, Lila, returns home after a painful breakup and is tasked with saving her Tita Rosie's failing restaurant. However, when the nasty food critic, who also happens to be Lila's ex, drops dead at the restaurant after confronting Lila, things only get worse and she is the prime suspect of the critic's murder. Sherry says this is super fun and a fresh culinary Filipino mystery. It's a lot lighter than it sounds. She says her stomach was growling with all the delicious food being served up in the midst of murder, and even includes bonus recipes at the end of the book. She said, I so want to eat the coconut jam.
That sounds very good. Arsenic and Adobo by May Mansella. Okay.
Next up, we've got Borges and Me by Jay Perini. And this is a memoir. Jay Perini was a young student in the States working on his doctorate from in Scotland, and was tasked with kind of monitoring and quote-unquote babysitting the Latin American writer in residence, who happened to be Jorge Luis Borges, or Borges. The young man is kind of annoyed at first to have to take care of this aging writer, but he makes the best of it and really kind of develops this unique, intimate relationship with the author. And this is a memoir of his time with the author at the end of the author's life.
Borges and Me by Jay Perini. Okay.
Next up, we've got another spooky one. This is called The Whispering Dead by Darcy Coates. And I read this really quickly. This was a really fun, atmospheric, classical English ghost story set kind of in contemporary times. Our narrator wakes up in the middle of a thunderstorm in the woods, bleeding from her head, and she knows two things. Her name is Kira, and she is in very, very grave danger, and that's all she knows. She hears people rustling, running for her, gunshots, and her instincts kick in. Running in the middle of the woods through the thunderstorm, she ends up emerging in a cemetery and finds an old parsonage, and she knocks on the door, bangs it down, and an elderly pastor opens up, brings her in, kind of conceals her and hides her, and then offers her safe refuge in the old caretaker's cottage at the edge of the cemetery. So her first night, kind of, that she's aware of, she has complete and total amnesia. She is in a cemetery in the English countryside during a thunderstorm. And to cap it all off in this beautiful English ghost story kind of atmosphere, one of her first visitors happens to be Emma Carthage, a woman who died in 1981. So Kira is kind of taking it upon herself to figure out Emma's story, why she hasn't moved on, and all of that, trying to figure out who she is, who the men were hunting her, why the men were hunting her.
The Whispering Dead by Darcy Coates. All right, we have time for one more.
All right, last one is Enchanted, and this is edited by Jesse Kowalski. Jesse is actually the curator. There we go. Curator of exhibitions at the Norman Rockwell Museum.
Yep.
And this is in tandem with an upcoming exhibition at the museum coming this summer. And this explores fantasy in artwork through essays, not just in contemporary terms as Dungeons and Dragons and video games and card games or even fantasy illustrations and novels and music and album artwork, but looks at fantasy as a genre all the way back to the classical era, from early Greek traditions and stories of the gods, monsters, and legendary heroes through the Renaissance. Renaissance painters re-envisioning those classical Greek myths, even Christian stories such as St. George the Dragon Slayer and King Arthur and his Knights of the Round Table. And the exhibit will be opening up in June, but the book is available on our shelves today.
Excellent. The name of the book is Enchanted. It is edited by Jesse Kowalski. For more information on the Book Loft in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, you can visit them in Barrington, in Great Barrington. The location, the new location is?
It's 63 State Road. It's right along Route 7, right by the fire station. Big blue building. You can hardly miss it.
63 State Road. TheBookLoft.com to find them online. Giovanni Bovin, I thank you so much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you on the program, as always.
All right. Always a pleasure.
Be well. Thank you. Again, you can find our complete book list on our website as well, wamc.org/roundtable. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.